This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The headline read, "Local grape growers brace for damage." While the University of Minnesota has come up with some incredible grapes hardy to harsh winters, still there have been some brutal temperatures. Grapes such as Frontenac, Marquette, and La Crescent are supposed to be hardy to 30 below. However, that doesn't mean they won't suffer damage. University Enology Project Manager Katie Cook says the timing of these seriously low temperatures plays a part in how much damage might occur. If the vine's buds emerge in the spring, there can be trunk damage that might restrict sap flow. By the way, her blog is loaded with grape information. I'll link you from my website, gardenbite.com. There's an accumulating factor at play as well. What I mean is that years of tough conditions, drought, floods, cold snaps, and even excessive heat can play a role in damaging vines, and of course our other plants. Right now, parts of Minnesota are not looking at a lot of snow cover, which is a great insulator and is wonderful liquid when it starts to melt. That is, if it melts at a rate that will allow the soil to take it in rather than just run off the top. Again, another factor. I'm not saying that they're doomed, I just wanted to prepare you for the just in case. I still pile shovelfuls of snowfall at the base of my crab tree every year. The grapevines I planted at a former house produced very well last year. They're established, meaning they've been in the ground for years. 8, in fact. That means those roots are deep, giving them a better shot at survival. Check out gardenbite.com for more information, along with some pictures of my old grapevines and what they produced. Find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.